Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? Yeah, shrinkflation. That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
These people are so twisted. And look, it's a paedophile agenda. All of this, I believe, comes back to paedophilia. They've got their people in power. They have them compromised, blackmailed.
Hey guys, that was truth-telling legend Gemma Adorty. And before we start this interview, just a quick word about our sponsor, Michael Saylor, the Winklevoss twins, and Chamath Palihapitiya. What do they have in common? They're all billionaires, and they're all also investing in cryptocurrency. Yes, even the richest in the world choose to invest in the future through crypto. Just as when there's big talk about cryptos being volatile, the latest market dip being permanent, and the government cracking down on cryptocurrency and other issues, the billionaires are buying. Why? Because cryptocurrency is the future, and the best time to invest is when there's a dip. So, if you want to invest in the future, start now and start with My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you don't just get the opportunity to invest, you get the security of knowing you're investing with a US-based company that offers end-to-end service when you want it. So go to mydigitalmoney.com. And now back to the broadcast. Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.com and sgtreport.tv here. Very grateful to have you all back. I'm happy to have back on the line my longtime friend, Gemma Adorty. She is a Irish far-right activist and conspiracy theorist, according to Wikipedia. How are you, Gemma?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Not too bad, Sean. Yeah, Wikipedia and me. I mean, I wish people would not even look at it because I think I probably have the worst Wikipedia profile going.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think the folks at Wikipedia like you very much.
No, they don't. No. I mean, I used to have a Wikipedia profile, which was glowing, Sean. It was, you know, all of my work on corruption and murders I've had reopened and so on. And then I started talking about the New World Order a couple of years ago. And one day I looked and people were like, Gemma, have you seen your Wikipedia entry? And so, like, I tried to contact them. This was about 2 years ago. It's like the defamation laws in Ireland are one of the strictest probably in Europe. And, you know, I said, it's just a pile of defamation and I'm asking you to remove it all. And they were like, forget it. But we've no judges left, Sean. So there's, you know, taking defamation actions is very precarious. But yeah, I don't look at it. I mean, from time to time, people say, oh, wow, that's bad, Gemma. But look, I don't look at it. In fact, I don't look at any of the hatred about me anymore. Somebody gave me some good advice on that a couple of years ago and just said, don't look at it. And if people do send it to me, I sometimes will block them because I just don't want it on my phone. And you have to do that, I think.
I know. Well, I just bring it up because you need to wear it as a badge of honor. So it's interesting that the minute you started to talk about the New World Order, you were demonized. And yet real actual demons like Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, she openly talks about having pledged her allegiance to the New World Order and the fact that she wants to hire people and stack her little government with people who also have pledged their allegiance to a New World Order. Well, she doesn't get lambasted at all. She doesn't get put under the truck at all by Wikipedia or the mainstream media. They love her because she pledged her allegiance to the New World Order. So there's the rub, Gemma.
I, I believe there was a report done recently. I think it was done by Politico, and it found that there was actually no far right presence in Ireland. And apparently I am the biggest far right, because basically one of our founding fathers, Padraig Pearse, 100 years ago was led to his slaughter by the Crown forces here. And one of his most famous quotes is, "Ireland belongs to the Irish. Ireland belongs to the Irish." But if you say that now, you're far right neo-Nazi in Ireland, if you say that. So that's my crime, Sean. I believe that Ireland belongs to the Irish people. They fought long and hard for it through the years. But you can't say that anymore, because it might offend the hundreds of thousands of people who are coming from every corner of the earth and calling this place home now.
They don't want anybody standing for sovereignty. The same is true here in this country. You get called basically a neo-Nazi if you stand for American sovereignty, if you want border control, if you want to prevent illegals from streaming across the border, as is now happening in droves, because we have an imposter president. We have somebody who is actually representing the New World Order's strategy as pretending to be president. So the borders are wide open. He wants to mandate vaccines from coast to coast. He's going along with the FDA approval of putting these shots in the arms of children ages 5 to 11, an experimental use, quote unquote, vaccine that's not a vaccine. It's an mRNA gene therapy that's very, very dangerous. This is an all-out assault on humanity, Gemma. And let me ask you, what's going on in Ireland? I'm amused that when I welcomed you to the broadcast before I hit record, you called Ireland the California of Europe. That really frames it up for me. I think I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, Ireland is. And it's so sad, because no country in Europe, bar maybe Malta and Portugal, held on to its conservative traditions more than Ireland, because they worked. They worked. We had stable families. They weren't perfect, but we didn't have divorce until the mid-90s. And I think it was around then, I get confused with the date. But, you know, when I was at school, nobody in my class came from a broken family. And, you know, we only introduced abortion, tragically, about 2 years ago. And, you know, gay marriage, of course. You know, we did everything very, very late compared to the rest of Europe and the West. But when we did it, boy, did we do it on speed. And Ireland was such a wonderful country when I was growing up. Everybody knew each other. It was safe. And now it has just turned into a den of iniquity. It is degenerate. Our beautiful buildings, our built landscape is being destroyed, mostly by American capital that is coming in. And I mean, you know, American and Chinese. And as I was explaining to you, Sean, most of the big pharma, big tech companies they have their EMEA headquarters here, European, Middle East and Africa, here in Dublin and all over the country, because they obviously needed to choose the most corrupt place in Europe to base themselves, where they would get away with everything and anything, where they would be able to have full-blown censorship of all speech in Europe, and where they will be able to pollute the landscape with their big pharma plants and produce their vaccines. So they chose Ireland, and we had a natural endowment factor in Ireland because it was such a green, clean country, green in the traditional sense, not the communist sense. And our rivers and lakes and beautiful mountains, you know, everything was clean, and it was farmed in a manner that was decent. It was very agricultural country. We could have fed most of Europe. In fact, our farmers are now just basically dependent on European EU handouts, and they don't even know how to farm anymore. But Big Pharma came in, and really the problem with Ireland is that we only have a population of 5 million, and most people work for either Big Tech, Big Pharma, or Big Government. They line up and they get their vaccines, and they, because they have to, because of course our banks have them mortgaged up to the hilt. So it's a big, big problem.
I didn't realize the population of Ireland was that small. That's like a small state in the United States. 5 million people.
I mean, it was around 8 million up around the mid 1800s when there was the so-called famine, but that it wasn't a famine. They said that the potato crop failed, but in fact it was basically a slaughter whereby Catholics, who obviously made up the majority, refused to become Protestant, and they would not take the soup, as we call it. They would not take the soup from their colonial masters in order to survive. So about 2 million people died in our famine, our Holocaust, but that Holocaust is never spoken about. And many of them went on coffin ships and ended up in a place like Ellis Island, and America became their home, and that's why we've such a huge diaspora in America, and we're very grateful to the United States for that. But of course, we wish we didn't have to lose all of our people, and so many people died in that famine. But now we talk about taking the soup in another context, and it means to have got the vaccine. It's a very emotional phrase, I suppose, from Irish history. People did not want to convert to Protestantism. They refused to take the soup and they starved. And we're sort of in that boat now. We're not going to take the vaccine soup of cocktail of diabolical contents. So.
Well, let's talk about that. That's interesting. Take the soup. I just saw a parody music video where the singer sings about taking the juice, the magic juice. And of course, he's referring to this concoction from Pfizer and Moderna, the ingredients of which they will not disclose fully. It's completely diabolical. What is the tenor? What is the tone of the people in Ireland regarding this thing right now? You're saying a lot of people are standing in line, eagerly taking the jab so they can keep their jobs. What percentage of people understand that these are extremely, extremely dangerous, to say the least?
I would say, well, you see, again, you know that it's impossible. You can't believe anything that comes out of the mouth of government or mainstream media. So we really don't know. Like, we have groups that have banners saying no forced vaccines. And when they go out with those banners, the response from the public is just phenomenal. It's like every second car beeps their horn, honks their horn. So, but they're saying about there's a 300,000 of us, which probably works out at about, I don't know, 8%, 7% maybe that haven't. So they should be very happy with their 93, 94% who have. They should be delighted, and that should be the end of the matter. But they're pretty determined to come after us. Now, I don't think they're going to succeed because most people who have said no to the vaccine in Ireland are very dedicated to their Christian faith. And that is the one thing we all have in common. And we say, well, you'll have to hold us down and force us to take it. And I can't see that happening in Ireland, given that we spent a millennium fighting for our freedom. I can't see it, you know. But look, these people are lunatics. They're out of control. And who knows? We have a police force that is utterly rotten from top to bottom. They're involved in drug dealing. Every day there's a new, even the fake news has to publish the embarrassing scandals coming out about our police. And they've brought in a lot of heavily armed, and we call them the Robocops, because our police force was not armed up until this happened. We had an armed response unit, but we are an unarmed nation, and our police have been traditionally unarmed. But now, every time you see them, they're in full sort of riot mode, ready to just, you know, charge at any of us who are challenging the agenda.
Let me ask you something. So I think there's a connection, there's a similarity between Australia and Ireland in that you're both island nations and you both have exposure to the United Kingdom. Australia being, I think, part of the Commonwealth, this evil queen. Does it shock you to see what's happening in Australia where they're really pushing the tyranny to a degree, the likes of which we've never seen in my lifetime in a Western nation? And they're locking people down and they're saying to people, if you don't take the vaccine by such and such a date, your freedoms will not return. If you want to be free, you're going to have to take the vaccine. They're saying that, I think, in Victoria, in certain areas in Australia, they're really, really pushing hard. Does that shock you? And do you see that type of tyranny coming to our that type of tyranny coming to Ireland? Or maybe a better question is, why are they going that far in Australia?
Well, I suppose it does really shock me. And I've been to Australia, and it's an absolutely magnificent place, but the cities I found hard to bear. Melbourne is beautiful, but I didn't really like Sydney. And I could see, it doesn't really surprise me, because they were so progressive, like New Zealand, and they were heading down this route. I suppose they didn't have the traditional conservative base that most of continental Europe and Ireland had. The UK, you know, it went very much the way of the United States in the last few decades, with mass uncontrolled immigration, and, you know, the breakdown of the family was very advanced in the United Kingdom. But Australia, I mean, look, it has a very sad, tragic past, and it's that it has fallen into this state of, really, it's an open air prison, it sounds like. It's not really that surprising given its history. But it's so sad to see so many Australians just going along with it. But I did find, when I was there, it's sort of a bit of a party place. You know, they love their barbecues on the beach. And it's really all about, it seems to be all about sort of the satisfying of the material, very materialistic country. And maybe that is, I think, Christian Europe has seen an incredible resistance. Like Italy, you know, Sean, Italy is the pride of Europe now, because they are fighting back so hard. And again, a very, very strong Catholic nation, even though they've introduced all of the liberalism, but they still, all of their culture is based around Catholicism. It's based around celebrating the saints. You know, they have a saints day every week nearly, where they have a, you know, big religious celebration, but it's embedded in the culture after several millennia, so it's hard to just wipe that out. And so I'm quite confident that continental Europe is going to really fight this. Australia, I just don't know. As for New Zealand, what a disaster.
Yeah, I think the cautionary tale for the rest of the world in regards to Australia is the fact that those folks have been disarmed. And in this country, the right to bear arms is a line that shall not be crossed. It cannot be crossed. And I think it gives the powers that ought not be, it gives them thought. It gives them pause before they try to push that level of tyranny in this country. Although in certain states, we can see Australian levels of tyranny rolling out in places like California, in places like Chicago, where Lori Lightfoot is trying to mandate a vaccine for the police officers and the firefighters, in places like New York, where they have a devilish governor. So there are pockets of tyranny that are almost equal to what we're seeing in New York. Why don't we talk about this? Let's talk about the degeneracy that we're seeing as the New World Order Satanists roll out their plan. Now they're coming after our children, right? They've just approved, the FDA, packed with a panel of 17 people, all of whom are in the pocket of Pfizer. They've just approved this horrific, nightmarish, quote-unquote, vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. And now this criminal sitting in the White House says he's going to push 28 million doses of the toxic jab out ASAP to try to get them into the arms of our children. So I'd like your thoughts on that, but let me do a screen share.
I was just watching a video there. I think it was probably Australia, or it may have been the UK, of a father who has just buried, I think, his 12-year-old son. And they are acknowledging it was the vaccine, but he's going to get the rest of his children done as well.
Yeah, people are insane. I don't understand that. There was also a story that I covered about a woman who had like 5 brain surgeries, 3 seizures, a bunch of other problems. And she said she's going to get her second jab, but this time she'll make sure it's from Pfizer because her injuries were caused by Moderna. People are nuts. Let me do a screen share, though. So when I say they're coming after our kids, I just want people to see this. I've had this bookmarked for a while. I meant to do a video on it. I may as well show it now. This is what a home insurance ad looks like in a woke society. Now, I share this with you because now with Halloween coming, we're seeing all measure of Satanist imagery in candy commercials and all sorts of commercials as Halloween gets closer. But let me play this and let's get your thoughts on it as it plays. I have no idea who John Lewis Home Insurance is, but evidently John Lewis and his team thought this was a good idea for an insurance ad.
Very high-end English store.
Can you hear the music?
No.
All right.
My goodness. These people are sick.
Yeah, and I won't play the music for copyright reasons, but it's just a soundtrack.
Well, we know what's going on here.
It's Pat Benatar, maybe.
Oh, right.
I believe it's a Pat Benatar song playing here. But the point is that this is absolute satanic levels of disobedience. Children dressed up, boys dressed like girls, mom standing by watching the boy destroy the house. But don't worry, she's got great home insurance. Pardon?
But this comp, if it's the same John Lewis, and I assume it is, that is a very high-end department store in the UK. You know, it's high end. It's not at the level of Harrods. I'm sure you've probably heard of that, but it's, you know, it's a very nice, quite posh department store. But of course, every Christmas they do a big Christmas ad, and the last few years it used to be beautiful, traditional, lovely, you know, Christian references. But in the last few years, it's just got so degenerate. But we were talking earlier, Sean, about this new Twix ad, which shows a little boy in a house on his own and a demonic creature, Antifa style, blacked out eyes and all in black and probably tattooed up to her eyeballs. And she's ringing the doorbell and she says, "I'm your new nanny." And he's like, "I don't need a nanny. I don't want a nanny." And before you know it, she has him in a dress. She has him in a dress and she's taking him to the park, and a kid comes up to him and says, "What are you doing? Boys don't wear dresses." And next thing, she starts to use her demonic forces on the boy that's challenging her boy in the dress. And she manages to sort of zap him into infinity. So she has these incredible superpowers against children who may dare to question that boys should not wear dresses. So, and you know, this is happening in real life. I live not so far from a school where a couple of years ago they tried this. They said to the boys that if you want to wear dresses to school, that's okay. They actually said this. So there was quite a bit of consternation about it and the school backed down. But these people are so twisted. And look, it's a paedophile agenda. All of this, I believe, comes back to paedophilia. They've got their people in power. They have them compromised, blackmailed. There are so many skeletons, a la Jeffrey Epstein. You know, Epstein came over here and he had a big event a few years ago in the Four Seasons Hotel in Dublin, and, you know, all sorts of cabal creatures were there. And I'm absolutely convinced Sean, it's a blackmailing operation. You know, the person who introduced this lockdown legislation in Ireland, he was sort of we call it the Ceann Comhairle, the chairman of the parliament. He allowed it to be ushered through last March with absolutely no oversight, no due process, our rights shredded from us. But only a few weeks earlier, he had been involved in a scandal whereby he had basically supported a man who had issues with around child sexual abuse. Now, we took a court case against the lockdown. It was one of the first in the world, myself and my colleague John Waters. And one of the first issues I raised in relation to this, that was this man, this chairman of our parliament at the time, had just emerged from this scandal. And the judge nearly threatened to jail me. He threatened contempt, that if I continued down this road to explain how this man had been immersed in a scandal, he should have resigned. He also has very close ties to the Communist Party of China. This is not news to you, but it's just the exact same. Everything that's happening in the States is happening here. And as soon as I mentioned China, as soon as I mentioned pedophile scandal, it was like, you better stop here now or you're going to be thrown out of this court.
Hey friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. It does feel like the pedophiles and the Satanists are in control, but I think if there's good news, it's that they're really being exposed. But I think they want to be exposed, which explains the Twix ad, which explains the John Lewis home insurance ad. It's the, what do you say, the revelation of the means? Is that how it's said? The revelation of the means? They're literally telling people who they are and what the plan is. And it's to turn everything upside down, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think there's an element of rubbing our noses in it. And, well, they have to reveal in advance as well what it's all about. So, and that society is so, you know, we had in Ireland, they started about 25 years ago in the media, they started to really go after the Catholic Church. And most Irish Catholics, which is most people, were not affected in any way by the child abuse scandals that have absolutely annihilated the Catholic Church, not only in Ireland. And, you know, if you study that, you will see that the church was infiltrated by Marxists. The communists basically put pederasts into the monasteries. And now we have a gay mafia running the Catholic Church. You know, it goes without saying that that's what has happened. They're, you know, promoting things that are completely contrary to Christian teaching, the priests in this country. But now, so, you know, we've come out of all of that. But now the child abuse is even worse. It's much worse. These children go into school every day and they're being encouraged to be gay. They're being encouraged to cut off their reproductive organs. They're being taught pornography. If the Catholic Church had done that, or if they were still doing it, there would be all hell to pay. So the hypocrisy of it, Sean, is just, it's breathtaking. But the parents seem to go along with it. They seem to think, oh, well, the kids need to know this stuff, so bring it on, whatever. The teachers know best.
So many of the teachers are so fully libtard sick. I would call it a mental disorder, a mental disease. Literally, if you don't believe in a God and a creator, then, you know, you're subject to believe in humanism. You're subject to believe all measure of evil. I think this is a related topic in the latest Mark Dice video, California school system to feature mandatory second grade field trips to gay bars. Okay, it's time to pull kids out of these public schools. You know, if everyone pulled their kids out of the schools, this public school system would collapse, where they want to push mandatory second grade field trips to gay bars. Now, I previously called it the revelation of the means. That's incorrect. It's the revelation of the method. Okay, the revelation of the method. The Satanists are now showing us who they are and what their plan is. They're in the wide open with all of this, Gemma, and it's absolutely 100% evil.
They are. But as I say, you know, the parents seem to think it's sort of cool and they don't know that their children are going to be so messed up and they're going to be children forever. They're never going to leave home. They're going to be an absolute nightmare. They're not going to look after them in their old age. It's going to be about looking after them and all of the mental health issues that they're going to have. So, You know, this generation of 30, 40 somethings, they really have a lot to answer for, because they're rearing this generation. They're allowing their children to get these poisonous needles, to get this, you know, non-stop degenerate indoctrination, and then constant climate hoax indoctrination as well. And they're, you know, they go along with it. So that is the most disturbing thing, I think, really, for us to see how the, you know, parents just take this, and they should be outside there. They should be inside their schools and just saying, we are not sending our children to school until this stops. But we won't hold our breath.
Have you seen any of the videos about the research of honest doctors and researchers who are looking at the vials of the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine and discovering what appears to be in at least some of these vaccines? Now, there's a wide-ranging belief that many of the vials that went out were just basically saline solution. So the injuries and the deaths aren't as high as they would be if all of the vials were containing this poison. But according to many researchers, they're finding hydra-like organisms in the vaccines. They're finding graphene oxide. They're finding all sorts of junk and garbage in these vaccines, the likes of which it's unknown exactly what that stuff is. But Pfizer says it's safe and effective. And this criminal Biden administration has just ordered 50 million more vaccine doses for kids. Now, to me, this is the height of fascism. This is the classical definition of fascism, Gemma. The United States government buys 50 million child-sized Pfizer vaccine doses. Okay, now, how does that make sense? Why is the government buying a toxic vaccine from a corporation and then doling it out to the American people, when only 27% of parents are eager to have their kids ages 5 to 11 vaccinated? It's the classical definition of fascism. Government in bed with corporations, government in bed with big pharma.
Yeah. This is a company who paid the biggest criminal fine in history, $2.3 billion, for bribing doctors, for lying about its products. And you say this to people, do you know about Pfizer's criminal history? Do you know about the other companies, Johnson & Johnson, the devastation that they caused to so many women's lives, and, you know, the danger of their talcum powder and all of the lawsuits against them? But you can't penetrate the minds of these people. You can say these things, biggest criminal fine in history, Pfizer. No. It's like, oh, no, conspiracy. That couldn't be right. And, you know, we have a very inadequate equivalent of VAERS here in Ireland. It's called the HPRA, the Health Products Regulatory Authority, which licenses vaccines. And, you know, they're not mentioned ever really by the mainstream media. But I go in and look at the vaccine injury updates every month. There should be one every day. And they're saying now 15,000 injuries and 90 deaths. So that's in a population of 5 million. And that's, we know, 1%, you know, only 1% of adverse vaccine events are recorded. But that is an awful lot. You know, if you say to people, well, there's 15,000 injuries there that have happened to people in the last year in Ireland. No, can't accept it. But that's the official state website. You still can't get through, Sean. They're completely mentally gone, brainwashed. And I had a walk today in a very large graveyard not so far from me. It's one of the biggest graveyards in Dublin, because we had seen a video last night from Northern Ireland, which, you know, is part of the United Kingdom. And they had built this enormous new section in the graveyard. It was like one of the war cemeteries you'd see in Normandy. And it just went on and on. It was a whole new section. It was, I think he calculated it was about 3 or 4 football stadiums. So I said, right, I'm going down to my local cemetery. And I was comparing, I did a video on it, which is on my site, 2020 headstones with 2021. And there was no pandemic in 2020 for sure. And, you know, our official figures show that. Our Central Statistics Office showed that 2020 was no different to any of the previous 5 years. The amount of fresh graves that I witnessed for 2021 I'm still in, I'm not in shock, but I'm in a just trauma nearly.
Wow. You should get video. Did you shoot video of that?
I did, yeah. Now it may not look a lot to, somebody living in a big country, but for us, and a lot of people are being cremated now, sadly, in Ireland, it was much more traditional to do burial, and this is just one graveyard. But it's, that there's a lot more deaths this year, clearly, than last year, and a lot of young people as well. So this is a new thing we're going to do. We're going to get people to go into their graveyards and film, because we don't know what else we can do, Sean. I mean, I was arrested and convicted because we had a lawfully placed banner on a bridge saying no forced vaccines last August. And a lunatic police officer came up and started cutting it off with a knife, and I called him a gangster. And because of that, I got a conviction, which I'm appealing. But we have tried everything to warn the Irish people that this is a genocide, but they line up.
Yeah, well, it's I think it is a genocide. It's a global genocide. And my friend researcher Sophia Smallstorm, who is the mind behind the documentary called 9/11 Mysteries, she calls this a global integrated capstone event. So that's why we see so many mayors and health doctors or doctors, health ministers, governors, etc., parliamentary people around the world in lockstep with this diabolical evil plan. Because it is a coordinated global integrated capstone event. Think the Rockefeller Foundation and that 2010 document, Lockstep, where they war gamed exactly what's happening, locking down society and changing the culture, changing society on the back of a pandemic. It's exactly what they predicted and war gamed in 2010, and they carried it out in 2020, 2021. And the question is, are they going to get away with it? Because I keep saying this is the most clumsy, obvious plan for anyone to recognize what's going on here. If you're even remotely familiar with the Book of Revelation, there's all sorts of signs of that plan being carried out, the mark of the beast. I think it's a very, very clumsy plan, though. It's not very sexy to go out and get a jab that makes you sick or kills you, and contains nanotechnology. And by definition, being an mRNA vaccine, it's designed to change your DNA, to alter you as a human being. It's not hard to figure this out. To me, it's a very clumsy plan. Are they going to get away with this, Gemma? What do you think? What are their odds? What are the odds that they're going to get away with this?
It's in God's hands and God wins, but I think God must be incredibly to say disappointed with his race, his human race. That would be an understatement. So I think we are due some serious punishment for turning our backs on God. And Solzhenitsyn said all that happened was that we turned our backs on God in reference to communist Russia and the Soviet Union, so and the gulags. And so that is what has happened. We've turned against our creator, we've turned against the Ten Commandments, and we're living like, beasts. It's bestiality, and we're down to the level of the animal world. In fact, the animal world would have a lot more respect for itself. So I think it's going to have to get a lot worse before it gets better, because really, if we turn back to the beginning of 2020 when this kicked off, it was heading into the abyss anyway, wasn't it? Materialism was out of control. People were on the treadmill. They were just, and I don't mean literally, but it was just people were just living to work, and they had no quality of life. They had forgotten about what was important. They'd no sense of purpose, really. And I think, we need to have everything stripped from us to make us realize that we are here for a reason, and it is to serve the truth and to serve justice and to be a voice for the voiceless and to defend our Christian heritage. And that's what we have to do. And until such time as people get down on their knees and beg for forgiveness and change their ways and have a purpose again, not about money. It's not about money. It's not about, the car you have in your driveway. And really, we do need to lose everything, I think, in order to win it back. I know you have an expression that people who lose everything lose it, right? And Yeah, maybe people need to lose, all of the things that they think make them happy, and just go back to the way we were supposed to live with less.
Yeah, Gerald Celente always likes to say that, if you take away a man's means, I mean, at the end of the day, if he's lost everything, he has nothing left to lose. And it does beg the question, when do people fight back? When do the people of Australia rise up and topple these tenpenny dictators, these tyrants? I mean, I really think they're pushing people to a breaking point. I would be at my breaking point if I was in Australia. And thank God it's not that bad here. And because we have 50 states and we're armed, I don't think it can get that bad here. But, it's a full court press against humanity. So we'll see. I don't think they're going to get away with this, though. I just don't think that they can topple the United States. People can now see how evil Biden and the administration is, how evil so many of these Democrats are, how they're just money hungry power merchants, how they want to just print our currency into oblivion. Inflation is now really getting out of control in this country. And I think people are waking up. I mean, I know that there's a lot of Democrats that voted for this clown that now regret having voted for this clown. Now, he didn't win legitimately. They stole the election. That much we know. That's clear. But even those that actually voted for him are really starting to hate the guy because he's done nothing, and I literally mean nothing. He's done nothing good for the United States of America.
Oh, I mean, look, America is going to lead this, no question, and lead us into the new dawn. And I really do believe that we don't know the large volumes of people who are on our side. You see, so many people feel that they can't survive without their wage, but soon they're going to lose that anyway. I think the cabal are actually delighted to see people like the pilots, refusing to fly, like Southwest and Delta, I think was it, and people walking away, nurses saying, "No, I'm not getting it," because they want to replace us anyway, and they wanted planes grounded. So you're going to have a huge bulk of people who are utterly, disenfranchised, fed up, and they are going to get off their knees and demand that some sort of normality resumes. And we have John Waters, my colleague, he says there's three things you have to remember in this. One, every time they open their mouths, they're lying. Two, these guys who are the politicians, they are not in charge. And three, it's not about your health. And if we can get that through to people, I mean, these people running our countries, they're puppets. They're agents of, be it the Chinese Communist Party, Bill Gates. They are compromised, blackmailed, and they just read from the script. I mean, you probably saw Boris Johnson maybe in the last few days saying that, now go and get your boosters because you can still get COVID even though you've had it, and you can still spread it, but you still need to go and get your boosters. I mean, he's completely demented. He's up there with Joe Biden. We have, I'll just call him what he is, a gay Indian who is our, well, he's number two, but we still sort of consider him the prime minister because the person who is prime minister isn't even worth mentioning. And these guys are just, they're just actors, bad actors. They're not in control. So I am hopeful. I mean, you have to be hopeful, don't you, Sean? I mean, as Christians, hope is everything for us. We hope, we believe, and we trust in God.
Yeah, absolutely. We do trust in God, and it's just becoming really clear to, again, with to anybody with two brain cells to rub together. It's really clear what's going on here because even that criminal Joe Biden is using that term, that World Economic Forum term, that Klaus Schwab term, build back better, 666, build back better. He loves to say it, and it's because you're right. He's one of the puppets. The puppet masters above Joe Biden. The puppet masters at the international banks, Bank for International Settlements, the IMF, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, these are the puppet masters. And all of these people below them that are carrying out this tyrannical strategy to enslave humanity and to kill our children, all of these people need to be brought to justice, Gemma.
Oh, yes. Oh, very.
It would be the best day of my life if these people were arrested and tried for their crimes.
Well, we have a new newspaper, Sean. You may have heard of The Light in the UK, and now we have an Irish version. And this is our current edition, which is basically these are the three creatures that are in leading our country at the moment, leading, bringing it into total tyranny. And, you know, we're saying it's jail time. And also for the media, because we know during, you know, the Nuremberg that many journalists were hanged. Well, many is probably an exaggeration, but journalists were hanged. And I'm not really a big fan of the death penalty, but definitely life sentences without parole, for sure, for most of the mainstream media. And, you know, we've been saying this quite a lot in the last few weeks, because without the media, none of this would have happened. And really, they are responsible for the very, very many thousands of deaths that have happened in this country alone from the vaccine. But now some of them are coming out and saying in the last few days, oh, it's terrible. You know, we're getting letters saying that we should be, you know, tried in the next Nuremberg trials. And so they're actually getting worried, and they're using this as an excuse, like that they're being, you know, threatened and intimidated by the far right. When in fact, they're the actual far right. They're the Nazis in this. They're out of control, the media, and really, you know, they're running the show as well as the, well, you know, they're telling the politicians this is what's going to happen. Why haven't you introduced it for children yet? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, so they'll call for censorship. I mean, the same thing is happening here at school boards that reached out, the National School Board Association reached out directly to the DOJ and the FBI, asking those agencies to label the parents that are showing up at school board meetings in this country that are absolutely pissed off and outraged about mandatory masks, mandatory vaccines, critical race theory being taught. So that's what happens when people wake up. The enemies of humanity say, it's your fault. What we're doing is perfectly fine. You're the terrorists because you don't want to be bullied into submission anymore, and you're finally standing up. So I think it's a good sign, because they're revealing themselves for the tyrants they are. And that's the best way for people to wake up. You know, yeah. You reveal a tyrant by making him behave like a tyrant.
Exactly. Look, it doesn't it show that they're, you know, they're running out of options, and they're basically playing their last card, I think, because the next step is just dragging us off into concentration camps. Will it end there? It did 70, 80 years ago, didn't it? So I don't know. History has a habit of repeating itself, but I'm not sure they'll get away with it this time. I'm not sure, because it's the world, isn't it? It's they're taking on the whole world and all of humanity this time. So I am optimistic, and I say every day, well, I'm ready. I'm ready to die. I'm more than willing to die for this. I mean, what better hill would there be to die on than this, to stop a genocide of humanity? So once you've got over that in your mind, that this is something and that you do not fear death, then, and that's the problem, that there is quite a lot of us who are willing to die for it. And I don't mean for us to turn to violence under it. The state is violent. But if they are, you know, if they are going to force the injection upon us and starve us, well, that will be our fate. But it may ensure that the generations to come are saved.
Yep.
By our decision to say, well, we are not going to go along with it, no matter what. So, and these people are cowards. They're cowards at the end of the day.
Well, they're godless cowards. Well, they're not all godless cowards. Some of them are cowards that believe in a god called Satan. I mean, I think, honestly, it's a Luciferian agenda. It's a battle between the spiritual realm. It's a spiritual battle. It's spiritual warfare. And if you can't see that, then it is very difficult to wake up. But more and more people are recognizing it for what it is. Gemma, I know we didn't have a specific agenda today, but I just wanted to talk with you and just get a sense about life from your perspective, being a truth teller, being somebody who's been targeted by these enemies of humanity, and somebody who's really stood tall for Ireland and humanity in general. So I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for coming on. And could you just tell people how they can keep in touch with you and follow you and support you?
Well, just try to avoid everything on the internet about me, bar my website, because I would say most of it is awful. It's gemmaodoherty.com. That's I stream probably every few days, and I have, some great sites up there as well, that all of the main news websites are on my site, and we do great videos, my colleague John and myself, and whatever else is happening. So gemmaodoherty.com. Thank you, Sean, for all of your work. It's phenomenal, and you've helped so many people to see the light. Very
That's
true.
nice. I really do appreciate that. You're very sweet and very kind, and you know how much I appreciate you. And we share a webmaster. We have that in common too. And for those that don't know, my friend Eric, who I kept saying was in the hospital and they put him on a vent, that's our beloved webmaster, a fantastic guy. And because he's so strong, he survived the ventilator. He survived the vent. They didn't kill him, even though these doctors wouldn't give him ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or anything helpful like intravenous vitamin C. He survived, thank God.
He's
So,
incredible. Because Sean, I don't know if you knew about the drama of my site being taken down by a demonic hospital, who I was exposing, because there were people in there, saying that they were lying, the management were lying through their teeth, and saying AstraZeneca was going to save the world and forcing vaccines on staff. So I started reporting from outside the hospital, and I was hauled into court. And they managed to get my website down. This is a big hospital in Dublin. And poor Eric, just before he got sick, so I do feel guilty, he managed to salvage it and get a new host, get a new server. He was all of the content was a lot of it was gone, and he had to completely rebuild my site, thousands of videos. And he was just so brilliant and never complained. So you've done such great work trying to make sure he gets right the right treatment, and I think he is going to pull through, but he's a brilliant man.
yeah, he's a brilliant man. He's a generous man. He's a good man. He's a man of God. And he was literally on the brink, my friends. He was really on the brink. I'll tell more of the story maybe once I have permission to do that from Eric. It literally is, in my view, a miracle that he survived, that they didn't kill him. He was on the brink. So thank God he pulled through. And thank God you're alive and kicking, Gemma. Stop saying you're so willing to die. We don't want you to die. We need you in this fight. So stay strong, stay healthy, and
I want to stay in the land of the living, but if they want to kill me, it'll be the worst thing they do.
yeah,
So.
no, this is the hill many of us are willing to die on because it is the line in the sand. We will not take an injection forcibly, no matter what's in it. It could be holy water. I'm not taking a forced injection. And this stuff certainly isn't holy water. It's demonic by nature. Our guest has been Gemma O'Doherty. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Keep in touch.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank my subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv specifically. Thank you for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And friends, I'll remind you, we have several different websites you can go to every day for real news, thephaser.com, thelibertymill.com, which needs to be updated. We've got some glitches over there, and Eric's been sick. So we'll get on fixing that as soon as we can. And sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7. I want to personally thank you for tuning in to the podcast version of SGT Report, the propaganda antidote. Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. But the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
You know how they have those on TV, the don't take the Celebrex because it suppresses the immune system?
Right.
Well, these spike protein vaccines do the same thing. They are immune suppressant, which is just amazing to me. Basically, it's going to suppress people from being able to fight off cancers.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.